So I want to try to pick one of the other cases. I actually had three or four other ones that we were going to talk about, but I kind of like you to just look through the other cases. And if there's any case that you think would be interesting or any patient you thought was different as a person or you were close with, or maybe you can talk about this 59-year-old lady and begin with how she presented.
Sure. This patient actually presented, unfortunately, her mother had recently become very ill, and so she had been helping take care of her mother. And so she had ignored some symptoms of her own while caring for her mother, who subsequently passed away, namely some abdominal distension and pain. After her mother passed away, she finally came in for an evaluation, and she was found to have a pelvic mass. So she was then referred to me. She, at the time of her initial referral, had a CT scan, which was suggestive of some peritoneal implants, and had an elevated CA-125. So she's young and had an excellent performance status. So I actually brought her back for a exploratory surgery just to evaluate her disease status and hoped for a debulking. But unfortunately, at the time of that surgery, she had significant disease involving plaques of the diaphragm, unresectable disease in the bowel, and bowel mesentery. And I felt that she was not going to be a candidate for a debulking to no gross residuals. So I simply took some biopsies and then proceeded with neoadjuvant chemotherapy.